The Horrible Story and Others by Margaret Mahe. Read by Richard Midgley. The Horrible Story. Outside, it was quite dark. But inside, the boys had a candle lantern, which cast a pale, flickering light on the tawny sides of the tent. You couldn't see much, only the long shapes of sleeping bags and blankets, and the humpy shapes of heads and pillows. The two longest shapes were Robert and Alan, who were by the door flap, which was fastened back tonight. They had told Christopher, Robert's little brother, that they wanted to look out into the garden and watch the stars. But really, they had their own secret reasons for wanting to be together by the door and for making him sleep on his own at the back of the tent. His bedtime shape was just blankets, for he had no sleeping bag, and it was a shorter shape than Alan's or Robert's, because he was only small, not quite 7, and they were 10. Yesterday morning, there had been no tent. A large parcel had arrived at lunchtime, addressed to Mr. Robert and Mr. Christopher Johnson. Robert's eyes had shone with surprise and delight when it had been opened and its layers of paper and cardboard peeled back. It was a tent. Not just a white tent, such as you might see in any campground either, but a tawny brown tent that could belong to an Indian or an outlaw or some wild, fierce hero. There had been the fun of fitting the poles together and putting it up at the bottom of the garden, sheltered by the hedge, and the sudden excitement when they realised that they would be allowed to sleep out all night in it. "Can Alan come too, Mum?" asked Robert, because Alan was his best friend, and they always shared adventures. "Of course he may, if he's allowed," Mother replied, smiling. "Me too," Christopher cried anxiously, for he knew that when...